This is Linda Morgan from More FM and the River, and I'm speaking with Elliot Gonzaro. He's the Marketing and Communications Assistant for the Downtown Niagara Falls BIA. Thanks so much for taking my call today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to ask you about the Santa Claus Parade. It's happening this Saturday. What kind of fun is in store for parade goers?
So there's a lot in store. With the OPG Santa Claus Parade, it's going to be bigger and better than the years before. We have over 80 parade entries, and we're so excited to see a diverse range of entertainers, marching bands, musical groups, and dance groups. And of course, Santa Claus will be making his trip down from the North Pole to make an entrance in the parade. Project Share will also be collecting non-perishable food items at the end of the parade to help our community. If you're attending the parade, we ask that you please remember to bring canned or non-perishable goods to give to Project Share.
And how does this year's parade differ from other years?
Now, this year, I'm so excited because we have a lot of new and really, really big inflatables at the parade that I'm sure everyone's really excited to see. Now, I can't reveal too much about some of these inflatables, but I'm really looking forward to watching the 25-foot candy cane and some ridiculously sized giant ornaments. We also have over 45 popular characters that will be walking the parade, including princesses, superheroes, and some of your favorite movie classics. So look out for them and give a big wave to get their attention. We also have welcoming back the Niagara Falls firefighters and their families for the first time since COVID-19 to join the parade. Lastly, we have some larger-than-life entries that are new to the parade this year, but you're just going to have to watch a parade to see what we're talking about.
Okay, and there's also going to be a tree lighting ceremony after the parade. What can you tell us about that?
So I'm so thrilled to watch a tree lighting ceremony, as it's always a special occasion marking the coming of Christmas. Now, we encourage everyone to join us in the countdown to light the Niagara Falls Christmas tree and officially kick off the Christmas season. The tree lighting ceremony is in partnership with the Niagara Health Foundation, and it takes place at 5:45 p.m. at City Hall. We also have a magical surprise in store that has never been done in previous years, so I'm sure that everyone should come down to the parade and see what's in store.
The parade also kicks off the Niagara Falls Christmas Market, too, so what kinds of things will attendees get to see at the market this year?
Right. Now, there's just too much to see and do at the Christmas Market this year. We have over 400 vendors and local businesses that will be alternating through the weekend. And we expect something to catch your eye and maybe bring you back for some more goodies. We also have some really cool glow swings and seesaws that I'm sure will bring a picture-worthy moment. The Christmas movies will also feature every Friday from 5 to 10 p.m. and live music on Saturdays from 5 to 9 p.m. You can make your Christmas cards early this year and take some photos of Santa and Mrs. Claus, sponsored by the Niagara Helicopters, on Friday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., or if you're feeling a little bit mischievous, the Grinch, Krampus, and many other popular characters will be there for a photo opportunity. There's going to be plenty of light interactive displays, such as a star tunnel and a giant present for you to explore. And a skating rink will be coming on the third weekend and will open on every day of the market. There's going to be skates available for you to rent, or you can bring your own to skate around. Now, for more information about the Canada's most magical market, head to downtownniagarafalls.com to get some sneak peeks of what's in store.
All right, excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, no worries at all.